As I was reflecting on today's feast of the Holy Trinity, and as I was going over the readings for this morning, what continued to hit me over and over again is the truth that you and I are a part of something that never ends, something that is everlasting. This something that never ends is God's life, the life of the Father, the life of the Son, and the life of the Holy Spirit. And we are joined to this never-ending life because God made it so. God and God's bold, endless, expansive, life-giving, loving, wonderful creativity has created us in God's very own, very diverse image. And God, through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, has redeemed us, has redeemed, in fact, all of humanity. And God, through the power of the Holy Spirit given to us, strengthens and guides us each and every day. So today, dear sisters and brothers, we are given the opportunity to reflect on this incredible gift, the gift of our life in God, the gift of our participation in God's creating, redeeming, and sanctifying life. What I think is so important about this truth, the truth that we are a part of God's very life, is that it binds us together. It unites us in all of humanity. Being bound to all of humanity matters because the health and wellness and welfare of all of humanity affects us, you and I. It affects everyone. And God wants this never-ending life to be for everyone. Now, as you are all well aware, it is impossible to ignore these days all that is going on in our country and in our world that is affecting all of humanity, that is affecting you and I. There is confusion, chaos, and unsettling information coming out of our capital. There are deadly and traumatic terrorist attacks happening all over the globe, day after day. Innocent people and children are victims of hatred and war. There are many, many forces of evil working to create chaos and division. And these forces manage to seep into our own lives. We're living in a time in our country where there seems to be more that divides us than unites us. And it can often seem that our leaders are isolating us more and more from the rest of the world, from the rest of humanity. It's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to be confused. It's easy to defer to the chaos and division as the new normal. It is easy to doubt. It is easy to feel hopeless. But sisters and brothers, no matter how much chaos and division there is around us, no matter how hopeless things may seem, no matter how easy it is to doubt and be discouraged, today is a day of hope. Sunday is always a day of hope. Sunday is always a day of hope because the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit gather us in to this place, to create us again, to forgive our sins again, and to strengthen us again with power from on high to go out into the world and bring God's never-ending life to others. The very liturgy we are participating in right now is intentional. and reminds us of God's never-ending life. We begin our worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We gather at the font, where there is life-giving water, and hear God's forgiveness of our sins. We listen to God's word in the Holy Gospel, and we believe again with the help of the Holy Spirit. And we are fed with heavenly food and drink, the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, to sustain us for our lives here on earth. And the last words we hear in each of our liturgies is a blessing in the name of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now let us take a moment and reflect on the gospel for today. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites because it is Jesus doing what Jesus does best, empowering and comforting his friends. Jesus is about to ascend into heaven, which is why his friends meet him on a mountain. His friends have just seen him die, be buried away in a garden tomb, and miraculously rise from the dead. And now he is about to leave them. But before he does, he gives them an invitation. He invites them to share God's never-ending life, God's creating, redeeming, and sanctifying life with the whole world. Go and baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Jesus tells his friends. But what Jesus is really saying is this: go out into the world and change it, just like I did. Change it with love. Change it with forgiveness. Change it with sacrificial love. Change it with hope. Change it by showing others, by the way you live, that God's never-ending life is meant for them, is meant for all of us. It is true that you and I probably don't understand the mystery of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one, one in three. It is true that humans have been reflecting and debating and arguing over this for millennia. It is true that we probably will never be able to fully articulate or even appreciate it. But what is also true is that this mysterious life of God's love, this never-ending life that God shares with God, is meant for us. The love that God shares with God's self is meant for us, for all people. And God has not only given us this life, but has gone another step and has empowered us to go and give this life, to give this love to everyone we meet. I agree with you. This is a difficult task. It is difficult enough to fill church pews on Sunday mornings these days, much less share God's love with others who we do not know, others who we do not understand, others who we do not agree with, others who we do not love. But before Jesus left his friends to do this very important work, to continue his work on this earth, he reassured them, "Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Sisters and brothers, today we are filled with new hope. New hope because we remember that God has made us a part of something that never ends. Today we are filled with new hope because God's promise to always be with us is fulfilled before our very eyes in the form of bread and wine. Today we are filled with new hope because today is the day that Jesus Christ conquered sin and death once for all, so that you and I might never, ever have to be afraid. Today we are filled with new hope because God has empowered us and God has comforted us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.